How can one illustrate the strange psychological aspects that influence bravery? I can perhaps attempt to draw analogies from personal experience. Years ago, I had a dentist who was the nicest person anyone could wish for. Polite, mild-mannered, almost timid, and I dreaded attending their surgery. They were certainly not heavy-handed, in fact, quite the opposite. They would tentatively attend to my teeth with a feather touch, and constantly ask, in what seemed to me a somewhat worried voice, if I was okay. What came across as nervousness made me nervous too. This person may well have been the best qualified dentist in the world, but the fact remains that they appeared to me as I sat there, mouth full of apparatus, as hesitant and unsure. I knew in my heart of hearts that this dentist was entirely decisive and knew exactly what they were doing, but that didn't convince my silly mind. I've had a different dentist now for a number of years, and boy was I pleased to see him the other day. Yes, pleased. I'd experienced excruciating toothache for most of the weekend, and I was desperate to get it fixed. I can almost relax in the hands of this dentist. There's usually a joke and topical humorous chit-chat as I enter the surgery. When he's diagnosed a problem, he gets stuck in, no messing. There are words of reassurance from him in the form of muttered comments born of sheer concentration. My tale of dental surgery psychology and finicky choice of dental surgeon is, of course, nothing to do with true bravery. This accolade must surely be reserved for the emergency services and members of the armed forces. Daily news reports emanating from our troubled planet often remind us that they are tested on a spectrum unfamiliar to me, and I suspect most of us.